in the area of Suda Mishloach Manos. And so somebody asked me, Shiloh, also, you know, about switching over the Mishloach, switching over the Sudas. I'm a kind of the mitzvah. You know, so obviously I'm a kind of mitzvah. Gemara says I'm a kind of mitzvah. But it's interesting. The Rambam says, when the Rambam introduced Allah and Perek Beis Megillah Allah Tzvav, so the Rambam says that he has the mitzvah v'chein chayvad mishloch shnei manos basar shnei mini tafshel shnei mini ochlin l'chavero shnei manos mishloch manos l'shurei manos shtei manos l'shechad v'chol amar be the mishloch b'shil, I can't read it, b'shloch l'reim mishubach v'im ein lo machlef im chavero zeh shalech l'zeh sudaso v'zeh shalech l'zeh sudaso. So the Rambam has a halacha of switching over the suitors, but only if ain lo. Only if ain lo, only b'dievet. I mean, why is that? If that's the mitzvah, you're to the mitzvah, so why should it be b'dievet? All right? That's one question. Interesting is the Gemara. The Gemara has some stories about the Mishloach Manos. So the Gemara has like this. The Gemara says that Tani Rav Yosef, Mishloach Manos Yisrael, Shtei Manos L'Shechad, Matan Sevyan, Shtei Manos L'Ish Echad, Umatanos laavyonim, shtei matanos l'shnei bnei adam. Then the Gemara says, "Rav Yehuda Nesiya shodalei l'Rabbi Oshia atma de'igla tilsa." So atma de'igla tilsa seems means a nice fat piece of steak from tilsa. Rashi's shlishi lebetna must mean a very special type of meat, cut of meat, very good cut of meat. The garva v'chamro. And a skin of flask of wine, right? Shalach lei, so he sent them back. Kiyamta banu rabenu mishloach manos Yisrael. So matanos v'yonim, take out of Gemara. It's a wrong answer. So you makayim mishloach manos. Why? Apparently, he was telling him that the wine counts as an ochel. So you mekayim the mitzvah. Okay. Then the Gemara says, Rabba shoda le lemori barav biyad abaya mole tasko de kashva umole kaso kimcha de avshuna. Okay, so Rabba sent to Mori Barmar through abaya. Mole tasko de kashva, what is that? So Rashi says, sak mole tmarim. Okay? A bag of dates. All right? And that was one thing he sent him. And then he sent him a kasa de kamcha de afshuna. Shenis yafshu achitim betanor. The chitim were dried up in the tanor. That was like a michael that they had. Ba'odon karmel. So the kemach shelahen mosuk liolam. Even today they have the same expression. It's caramelized in the oven, so it becomes very sweet. So that was one of the delicacies they had. So, I mean, not delicacy. I mean, it was something they enjoyed to eat. So amale abaya l'rabba. So Abaya, who was the messenger, said to Rabba, who sent him, he says, Hashta oma mori, icha kloa malko lihavi, dikule mitzavre lonachas. Okay, so Abaya was one who was a messenger. So he was a messenger from Rabba. So he said to him, Rabba, now mori barmar, right. Marva Maz is going to say about you the following. Asal Chaklo is a farmer. If a Chaklo becomes a king, so he still doesn't remove Rashi says, Asal shei regel holoch badena ben kfar, machal vemta lo yorid ata merosha. That he still acts the same way when he's a king, with the same basket that he brings to his animals, he still does the exact same thing. In other words, he was appointed, Robert was appointed for Rosh and Pumpadisa, and nevertheless, he says, Kachata, you're the same way, Abaya says. That more is going to say about you this. Why Nasis Melech, he became a king, Verosh Pumpadisa, Bein Choshlech, Lol, Zvarma Masun Lakol. You're sending him ordinary things, dates and the dried wheat and from the oven. So this was just kind of like a criticism against Rabbah. Okay, then what happened was Hadar Shodah Leihu. So Mori Bar Mar sent him back a mole taska de zangavila or mole kasa de pilpalta. So he's taska zangavila, he learned is ginger, right? Ginger. And so he sent him back a ginger and a kos of peppers. So that's something that's a pilpulta aricha, special kind of expensive ones. So Amar Abaya, was the messenger again. So he said, Hashta Amar Mar, says, now Rabba will say, I know Shadri Lechulia, I sent him something sweet. Viu Shadri Chorfa, and he sends me something sharp. Yeah. So, I mean, what is this? The question is, like, what is the Gemara really... What is the Gemara really saying of it? These stories. I mean, what's the purpose of telling you over these comments of that Abaya made? I mean, is it just I got it, or there's some halacha over here, some idea over here? You know what I mean? So I think the Gemara really means that it's really a concept. So, but what is the concept? Funny thing, you know, the Gemara says, there was a question, is there something in this Gemara that is a halachic idea here that the Gemara is telling you about the story? Not just telling you a story. Right, hold on a second. So let's take a look at the Rambam. Ram says like this, Ketzad Chova Sudazu, Ketzad Chova Sudazu, Sheyocha Bosor, V'yisakein Suda Noah, Kefiya Shetimtza Yada. So he should be Yocha Bosor, apparently Bosor is a requirement, and he should be Misakein Suda, Kefiya Shetimtza Yada, in accordance with his wealth. V'shosu yayin achi yishtaker v'yerodem v'shechruso. He drinks enough until he becomes shikr and he falls asleep in his shikrus. V'chein chayev adam l'shloch shtei monos basar. O shnei minei tafshil o shnei minei ochel l'chavero. Okay, v'chein chayev. What is it? V'chein chayev adam l'shloch shtei monos basar. So I believe previously we said that the mishloch monos is really a part of the surah. That the Mishloach Manos is really a part of the mitzvah suda, is not that he should have a suda himself, but he should include his chaver also, and the Mishloach Manos is really a component of the suda itself. And that's why the Rambam says, V'chein, Chayev al Mishloach Shtei Manos Basar, and that's why the Rambam in the, I think Kafach has V'chein Chayev Adam as a separate halacha, so I'm not going to darshan that it's because it's the same halacha, but he definitely says V'chein, right? But he doesn't say v'chein chayav adam l'chalek l'aniyim b'yom apurim. That he definitely sets apart. Okay? Yes?
That's the case.
No, you definitely not. I mean, it's a good question. Why can't you be answered that way? I mean, if the halacha is that yechaver should be a part of the suda, so why do you have mishloach manos? Why don't you invite him to your suda? Okay. And then also, the halacha of matanas lavyonim. Okay, matanas lavyonim. So then the Matanas Lavyonim, And then the Rambam, the well-known Rambam, Mutav Lodim Laharbos Matanas of Yonim, Mi Laharbos Bisudaso, U Bishloach Manos Lareov. Okay, so it's better to be Marbe Matanas of Yonim than Mishloach Manos Ishlareov. Why? She'ein Sham Simcha Gedola Umufu Ora, Elul Sameach Lev Aniyim, the Yisomim, the Almanos Vigerim. So, it would seem again. I mean, this is reminiscent of the Rambam in Hilchas Yontif, where the Rambam says that Ukeshu Ocho V'Shosa Chayv Lachel Agela Yosim V'Almana Im Shor Haniyim Ha'Molim Avol Misha Noel Dalsos Chatzero V'Ocho V'Shosa Hu Uvana V'Ishto V'Ena Machel U'Mashkel Haniyim. So it sounds very similar to the Rambam's over there. So it's tempting to include Matanas Lev Yonim also as a kind of a component of the Suda. Okay. What?
Isn't it broken up if you have...
Yeah, broken up. If you have Megillah before, so then, so you, that's correct. That's going to be a problem, because you're right. And the Ram has it in the previous halacha, b'neik form, shekidmu v'karu b'sheni v'chamishi, im chilku mos l'avyanim b'yom kriyas, and yatsu. So yotsu matans l'avyanim on the yom kriya. Okay, but that's true. But avala simcha v'mishnei nosan sam ela biyom yudalet v'megdima lo yatsu. All right, but that would seem to prove that the matanis lavyonim really is not a component of the sudas of purim. It's not a matanis sudas purim. It's a separate mitzvah b'nei atzma. Interesting in the Rambam is, and we may have said this before, that when the Rambam says Mutav Lo'odam Laharbos Matanas Avyonim Mi Laharbos Visudasa Ubishiluach Manos Lareyov, that lush in the Rambam is interesting, because the Rambam doesn't simply mean that it's a greater mitzvah to do Matanas Lavyonim. It's a greater mitzvah. Because otherwise he would have said, Matanos Avyonim, Mitzvah Gedola, Mishloach Manos. What does the Rambam mean when he says, Mutav Lo'odam Laharbos? Mutav Laharbos, Matanos Avyonim, Mi Laharbos Besudaso, Beshiluach Manos L'Rev. What is the implication of the Rambam in that? What is the implication of the Rambam? I mean, Rambam should have said, Matanos Avyonim is Mitzvah Gedola Yosem, Mishloach Manos, Mesudas Parm. Mutav la'odam laharbos b'matanos avyonim mi laharbos b'sudaso u'bishiluach monos le'av. What's the implication around? I think the implication of Rambam is that they're all in the same class. In other words, what he's saying is these three things which are all in the same class, so you're better off with this one. In other words, they're all the same. But of the three, it is much better to be more involved in this one.
Here's the order.
He's not saying like Talmud Torah is a bigger mitzvah than the Tilas Luluf. So it's better for a person to learn Torah than to spend his day with the Anon. I mean, one thing has no shaychus to the other. I mean, what kind of the statement doesn't make any sense. Like comparing two things, it has no shaychus. You know, I mean, if you want to sit down and give the list of which mitzvahs are the biggest mitzvahs, so there's a place for that. That's a separate kind of a thing. You know, which mitzvahs are the biggest mitzvah? But over here, it seems the Rambam is saying something different. He's saying you're better off doing this. What do you mean you're better off doing this? What is the implication of you're better off doing this? The implication is that all these three things are one. Of the three, if you're going to involve yourself, this is better, but they're all in the same class. You see, to me, that's what it sounds like in the Rambam. Okay? Yeah.
But not the exclusion.
What's that?
Well, Harvest, but not the exclusion.
No, I can't exclude it. I mean, he's not going to say he's better off doing the Tons of Yom and not do Mishloach Manos, not do Sudas Purim. Yeah. See?
I think
What's that?
He's not saying kedima.
He's saying that it's better to it's better for the person, for the shleimus adam. It's better to be involved in matanas levyan to a greater degree than to be involved to a greater degree in mishloach manas. I mean, what does he mean by that? The statement is a funny kind of statement altogether. What do you mean it's better? I mean, you want to list which mitzvahs are better for shleimus adam, so there's a different place for that. What is over here? I mean, what's wrong with a person in terms of a simcha? A person is mabam mishloach manas. So I mean, so that's no good. I mean, it's not good. It's good enough. I mean, what does belong? I mean, what is the Rambam saying? What's the Rambam saying essentially over here? There's something here in the Rambam. There's something here in the Rambam that he's trying to express. Okay. Yeah. So, just give me a second.
Simcha. Yeah, he tells you why. He tells you because ain't simcha.
Let me before you go on that. Let me take. We had the Rambam in Hilchas Yantif, right? The Rambam in Hilchas Yantif. And I'll ask you if you notice any difference in the Lashon Rambam. Or if the Rambam's saying the same thing. The Rambam says, "Mutav la'adam laharbos b'matanos avyonim milaharbos b'seudaso uveshiluach manos l'reyav." He says, "Why she'ain sham simcha gedolah mufu'ara, ela l'sameach leiv aniyim v'yisomim v'almanos v'gerim, she'hamasameach leiv ha'umlolim ha'elu domal l'shchina, she'nem alachis ruch shvalim alachis leiv nitzkayim." And over here, the Rambam says like this. Ukishihu ochel v'shosa chayev la'achil la'ger la'yosom v'la'almano im she'or ha'aniyim ha'omlolim. Avol mishin noel dalsos chatzero v'ochel v'shosa hu uvana v'ishto v'eino machil u'mashke la'aniyim u'lamori nefesh ein zu simchas mitzvah ala simchas kresa. Balele nema z'vcheihem kelechem onem lohem kol ochel v'itamol. Okay, fine. So, do you notice a difference between those two Rambams? I think there's a difference. You notice a subtle difference between the two Rambams. There's a subtlety here. The Rambam in Peret Vav and Hilchos Yontif, and the Rambam in over here with regard to Matanas Levyanim. You notice the difference? I'll read you the Rambam. You remember the Rambam Yontif we just read. I'll read you again the Rambam in Megillah. Mutav l'adam laharbos matanos avyonim milaharbos b'sudasa b'shluach manos v'erf she'ein sham simcha gedola mufo'ar ala sameach lev aniyim v'yisomim v'almanos v'gerim. What's different? What does he have over here in Megillah that he doesn't have in Yontif? What? Yeah, simcha, exactly. That's what he has. You see, in Yontif, all he says is, Kishu ochel v'shosa chayev l'hachil l'ger l'yosem l'almano imshor haniyim hom lolem. Avol mishinol dalsos chatzerov ochel v'shosa uvan v'ishto v'ina machel l'mashke l'aniyim. He says, l'mar ein zesim chas mitzvah sim chas kresha. So what does the Rambam say in Hilchos Yontif? You can't lock your doors. You can't lock your doors on Yontif. If you lock your door and you just have the simcha for yourself and your family, that's simchas kresa. That's not simcha shem mitzvah. Over here, the Rambam adds an interesting word over here. He says, the Rambam doesn't say that here. It doesn't say, mutlov l'habras v'matanas yonon l'habras v'sudasa v'shluch manas l'reav. He should have said, she'ein mitzvah gedola mefu'ar lo l'sameach lev aniyim v'yisomim v'almanas v'gerim. Shemasameach lev amlom lo l'dom l'shchina. That's what the Rambam should have said. What does it mean, she'ein shom simcha gedola mefu'ar? There's no greater simcha. Who cares about simcha? What does it mean, there's no greater simcha? What does Ram mean? It's not, you see, and I think we've established that the Matanos Avinu is not a part of the Suda. Can't be part of the Suda. And the Raya is that it can be on a different day. So what does it mean, change some Simcha Gedola? What does Ram mean? The Rambam is Mechalik, it seems, between Yom Tov and between Purim. And the difference is as follows. That on Yom Tov, it's just Allah that you can't close your doors. Because if you do, then you're not involved in an achila shel mitzvah, v'shel simcha, but just in your own time, simcha's kresa. But over here, what the Rambam's saying is like this. The Rambam's saying that in matanis l'avyonim, you have to be a sameach in the nesina l'avyonim. See, that he doesn't say in Hilchos Yontif. Hilchos Yontif doesn't say that. He just mentions that, I mean, he doesn't exclude it, but he doesn't mention it. He doesn't mention it.
I have the answer why that is.
So, yeah. All right. So apparently what the Rambam maintains over here is, that in Matanis Lavyonim, you're not Mekayim the mitzvah just by giving Matanis Lavyonim. But you're really Mekayim the mitzvah when you're Misameach. She'en Sham Simcha Gedola Mufu'ora. If you're a Sameach B'nesina Matanis Lavyonim. That's when you're Mekayim the mitzvah. Okay? It's an interesting thing. That's an amazing thing. What kind of halacha is that? Yeah. In other words, my question is, why do I have to be happy over here? The main thing is the aniyim. So I'm taking care of aniyim. Are they happy? They're very happy. Believe me, they don't care if I'm happy or not. They're happy themselves. You gave them a nice matana, a nice few dollars, they're going to be very happy. The halacha is like this. Ketzat chovas sudazu. Ketzat chovas sudazu. Sheyocha basar. The Yisakin Sudanoa Kfiya Shatimtza Yada. Kfiya Shatimtza Yada. What's Kfiya Shatimtza Yada? You see, it's not just that the Rambam is telling you should have a very nice Suda. But the Rambam is telling you that the Suda should be a Suda that stems from the real Simchas Alev, not from the desire to Mekayim the mitzvah of Sudas Pur. You see? It's like Rashi says in Brachas. Now, what's considered a tefillah? When is a tefillah considered keva? If a person davens because he wants to be yotzei the mitzvah. The Rambam saying over here that in the sudas purim, that the kiyum mitzvah in the sudas purim is the fact that the person is a sameach to be involved in sudas purim. He's not doing it just to be yotzei. And v'chein chayev odin l'shloch shtein monos basar, shtei monos basar o shnei minei tafshel o shnei minei ochlan chavera. Yeah. By the way, if you're going to say that mishloach monos is really a part of seuda, then the gemara comes out funny too. Why? Because then you should only send basar. But the gemara says no. They sent. He sent the dates and then ginger and peppers. I mean, they couldn't afford this was a nasi. I mean, he couldn't afford to send a piece of meat. On the contrary, he was on a high level. They criticized him. So what's the pshat? See, the pshat is, the idea is like this. Mishloach manas is really not a component of the suda. But why does Ram say v'chein? Because mishloach manos means that it must, there's a kiyum belave of mishloach manos. Mishloach manos is a kiyum belave. And the kiyum belave is that he's a sameach to send his chaver something that he needs. There's a kiyum belave over here. In all three things, there's a kiyum belave. In all three things. You see, the Rav brought an ingenious raya. I saw it in Rav Shurkin's Sefer. He brought an ingenious raya that Seudas Purim doesn't emanate from the Yom. Why? Because the Gemara says, a story over here, that Rav Ashi have Yosef Kamei the Rav Kana. Nogav Alos Rabbanon. So Chum didn't come to learn. I'm like, my time Alos Rabbanon. Why didn't they come to learn today? Vilma Trivi Besudas Purim. So they answered him, there's something missing. Maybe that's why they didn't come, because they're involved in Swiss Purim. Amalei, couldn't have a Swiss Purim at night time. Amalei, l'shmilei l'mari, didn't you hear a lachad, amal rabba Swiss Purim, shachav lalo yosei chavasa? Okay, so the Rav asked the question. He says, what was the problem? Why did he ask him the question of the... that they could be yotzei at nighttime, but what about the yom? You chayev to be sameach in the yom. So you chayev in sudas purim b'yom because of the simchas hayom. So the Rav said that proves that the sudas purim is not an expression of simchas hayom. And really, there's no halacha. You have to be sameach b'yom. But one thing you see clearly for sure, that sudas purim is not an expression of simchas hayom. Simchas Hayom, whatever that halacha is a separate halacha. But Sudas Purim is a separate chovah Sudas Purim. according to the way we understood it, I think last time we learned, it fits in very well, because it really is, the whole Suda's Purim and the Shikras is because of the Suda which they had. So it's a separate aloch of Suda's Purim, because it was a victory Suda. So that's why you have Shikras. So the mitzvah is to do the Suda that they did then. So it's a separate entity of Suda. It doesn't emanate from the Yom itself, from Simchas Yom itself. Okay? Yes. So the halacha in Suda's Purim is a separate mitzvah Suda's Purim. It's a separate entity, and the entity of Simcha, of the Suda's Purim, is to be a sameach. There's also a kiyum belave in the Suda's Purim, not just to do it in a perfunctory manner, but there's a mitzvah of a kiyum belave in Suda's Purim, and in Mishloach Manos is a kiyum belave. That's why the Gemara says that Abaye was critical. We'll say the guy becomes a big guy, and now he acts just like he was like the farmer. The farmer becomes a melech, and he's acting like a farmer. And then he sends, and he'll say to you that you sent him something sweet, and then he sends you back something bitter. What does it mean? What it means is that it lacks in the kiyum belave of the Mishloach Manos. That was the criticism. Where's the kiyum belave? In other words, Mishloach Manos has to be something which is kiyum belave. And that's why, see, another proof that the Mishloach Manos is not a part of Suda's Purim to me is the fact that you can be machlif the Suda, that you can switch it. Because when you switch it, how can you be a part of you? I mean, it can't be a part of my Suda. If I switch my Suda, I gave it to you, you switch it, you give it to me. So then we have mutually exclusive Sudas. So you'll tell me, because before it was my Suda. But that's not really, I mean, it doesn't really make sense, because it was my Suda, and now I'm giving it to you, and we're switching. So if that's the case, so you have no part in my Suda. We're excluding it. It's chalipin, okay? So that's why I say that that really the mitzvahs Mishloach Manos is a separate mitzvah. When the Ram says v'chein, he means that just like that one of the things that you're chayiv in, and v'chein, it's a kiyum belave, is really Mishloach Manos. That's why it's brought down, the Bir Alocha brings down shittas that hold that if you send something to somebody, and it's not kafiha royla, because he's a very wealthy person, you send him a little something, I mean, it's not really something that means anything to him, then you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Not mekayim the mitzvah. So you see, and by the way, it should be ish l're'eyu, it really should be his chaver. It should be somebody that's your chaver. This is not a mitzvah of v'ahavta l'recha kamocha. V'ahavta l'recha kamocha means anybody, a Jew on the other end of the world. You have to love him just like yourself. But over here, it really is a different mitzvah. Mishloach Manos Yisrael means it's chaver. So it's somebody that you like, and it's somebody that you do the mitzvah with in the best possible way, that there's a real kiyum belev of Mishloach Manos. That's why the Rambam says that if you machlif the Suda, it's only im ein lo, so then machlif the Suda is good. Why? Because that's not, what kind of a belave is that? I mean, in terms of avas reim, I mean, we're switching Sudas. So it's very nice, you kind the maisa mitzvah, but if I have something that I can give you, and I say we should switch Sudas, This is lacking in the kiyum belave. But if we don't have anything else, and we have no choice, so you want to manifest Ava in some way, so then it's a manifestation. But it's only b'di'evet. So really, the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos, ish l're'eyu, would seem to be, from the way we're understanding it now, is that Mishloach Manos is all three of them are kiyum belave. Our kiyum belave of simcha, the kiyum belave of simcha, the person should feel the simcha that he's giving his chavra something of the Mishloach Manos. So you can't really feel the simcha if you're stingy. You don't give him something that's roy. I mean, and just to be outside the mitzvah, that's not the real kiyum mitzvah. That's not the real kiyum mitzvah. So that's what the Rambam says v'chein. Rambam says v'chein means that just like Yishayev in Suda's Purim as a separate entity, and as a chovas a mitzvah and the kiyum belev of simcha, so too with regard to matanis lavyonim. I'm sorry, with regard to Mishloach Manos. Now, why doesn't the Rambam mention the v'chein with regard to matan slavyanim? V'cheins in the Rambam is very hard to dashen, but I would say the following: that in the v'chein in the mishloach manos is two things. See, one thing is that just like Sudas Purim is not really emanate from the Simchas Hayom, okay, so the V'chein Chayev Mishloach Manos tells you also that the Mishloach Manos is a separate mitzvah. So it reflects back on Sudas Purim because that's a separate mitzvah Sayom, okay? And this, in the same manner, the mitzvah Sayom, Sudas Purim is a mitzvah Sayom also. But why does he put it over here and not in Matan Savyonim? The reason is because over here it's appropriate. Because insofar as the Suda HaRoi Lo, the V'chein fits in very well. Because Ketzad Chava Suda Zu, Sheyochal Bosor V'yisakein Suda Noa Kefiyah Shatimtza Yoda. So there's a loch of Kefiyah Shatimtza Yoda. V'chein Chayv L'shloch Shtei Manos Bosor Shnei Minei Tavshol Shnei Minei Ochum L'chavera, it also should be Kefiyah Shatimtza Yoda. And insofar as, and they're both insofar as Suda is concerned. They're both insofar as Suda is concerned. But Matanos Lavyanim, he takes off as a separate entity. As a separate entity, and he doesn't use the V'chein. On the contrary, what he does is he tells you a greater idea that this is qualitatively differentiated in terms of the Kiyum. See, the V'chein is very good if you're comparing the two things of Sudas Purim and Mishloach Manos. So V'chein, it should be V'chein, it should be the same way. But when it comes to Matanos Lavyonim, he's going to take Matanos Lavyonim and show you that this simcha, in other words, there are really three simchos belave on the Yom HaPurim. There's Sudas Purim is a simcha belave, Mishloach Manos Ishlarei Eyu is a simcha belave, and Matanos Lavyonim is a simcha belave as well. Those three. So the Rambam, when he first starts off, so he compares the two, that Mishloach Manos should also be in the same way as Suda. It's a Kiyum Belev, and it's Kefi Shetimtza Yado. It should be done properly, and Machlef the Suda is only Bidi Eved, you see? But then, when it comes to Matanos Lavyonim, so over there what he's saying is that too, that's the third Kiyum Simcha Belev on the Yom HaPurim. But that Kiyum Simcha Belev is different. That's different, because that's the highest form of the Kiyum of Simcha Belev. So that's a separate, qualitatively differentiated level. But all three really are in the same framework. It's not that he's telling you that this is a greater mitzvah. What he's saying is that the Chazal set up three mitzvahs, and the three mitzvahs are a Kiyum Belev of Simcha. But the greatest of the three, in terms of the Kiyum of Simcha, is really Matanos Lavyonim. Okay? So that's why he sets it apart as a separate entity. Okay? Yeah, any questions? Yes. If you say that it's really a component of the Suda, then you can't break it off from the Suda. But if you say it's a Kiyum, it's one of the mitzvos Purim of a Kiyum Simcha Belev, so then if it's tied to Kriyas HaMegillah, and Kriyas HaMegillah is tied to mitzvos Purim, so that's good too. Because the Gemara says, because the Aniyim wait for Kriyas Megillah. So on the contrary, that's when you should do it. Yes.
You're saying that the three mitzvahs don't emanate from the Yom.
No, I understand it. In other words, what I mean to say, it doesn't emanate from Simchas Hayom. It does. In other words, the Simchas Hayom is not expressed through Suda. It's a mitzvah Hayom. It's a Yom which has these three kiyumim. But not that the Achilo Shasiyah is an expression of the Simchas Hayom. That's the Rav brought in Genius Raya from the Gemara. Because otherwise, how can you say this is last night, but the daytime? What are you going to have the Simchas Hayom in the daytime? So you see, it's a separate entity of a mitzvah Suda. Of course, it's tied to the Yom HaPurim. Yes. If you invite somebody else for your Suda, you're definitely not Yotze, because it's a separate Tzuras HaMitzvah. It's a separate Tzuras HaMitzvah of Mishloach Monos, and to be a Sameach, in the fact that you're sending a something to your chaver, And it's something which there has to be the Kiyum B'Leiv. That's if there's no Kiyum B'Leiv, it would seem that the Ikar Mitzvah is Chas. I'm not saying on Yetzer, it's been Maisa Mitzvah. But it would, I don't know, I'm not sure. As a matter of fact, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Shittas Rishonim that hold that you're not Yotze if it's not really Roy. If it's something that's not really Roy. If it's not really Roy for the person, you're not Yotze. You've got to get a Mishnah Berurah. Be all Lacha brings that. I'm not going to pass on whether you want Yetzer Mitzvah, but definitely there's no question that the Iker HaMitzvah is the Kiyum B'Leiv of Simcha that you're Mesameach somebody else. And that's the comparison. That's why the Rambam says Mutav. That's why the Rambam says Mutav. The Be'er Lacha is a tough Reish Sadi Hei. Chayav L'Shloch L'Chavero. So it's in tough Reish Sadi Hei Dalid. So he brings down, he says, So according to some, you're not yotze altogether. He says, no question, he's right. I mean, according to some, you're not, absolutely not yotze. So if it's not done kefi haroi, so you're not yotze. So that's why I say halacha lemaisa. It's important halacha lemaisa. That the key, and that's based on the idea that the concept of Mishloach Manos is a Kiyum Simcha B'Leiv. And if it's not a Kiyum Simcha B'Leiv, then it's not, there's no Kiyum. There's no Kiyum HaMitzvah at all. And it could be very well the Rambam's that way. They wouldn't even have a Kiyum HaMitzvah. Yes, that's correct. It could be very well, exactly. The Rambam means Vim Ein Lo, but if it's Yesh Lo, you're not Yotze altogether. That's only, you can only be Yotze then Vim Ein Lo. Because Ein Lo, then that's the greatest manifestation of Avas Reim, but if Yesh Lo, so then on the contrary, is no good. It'd be just like the case where you give somebody Dovah Shein Roy. So it comes out that La Locha makes a difference, that it really should be something which, your question was, does it have to be meat? He says, it doesn't have to be meat. It doesn't have to be meat, because it's not a part of the Suda. And you see from the Gemara that they gave peppers and ginger. But it has to be something which gives the person a keen belief of being nosein Dovah Mona Yafa L'Chavero. And just to give him something which is to be yotze the mitzvah, a couple of crackers or something, and a soda or whatever, I mean, that you won't be yotze. Okay. Well, according to many, you're not yotze. According to many, you're not yotze. But certainly the mitzvah b'shlei musa is dead without a question. But the Ritva says, and the Be'er Lacha calls the Ritva, that from the Yerushalmi, that you're not yotze altogether. So really, a person should be machmer over here to do the mitzvah of mishloach monos in the proper way. And of course, Matansi of Yonim, I mean, the Rambam says, but it has to be a Kiyum Simcha. It's interesting. Yontif, the Rambam doesn't insist on the Simcha. Just that you shouldn't close your doors. But he doesn't talk about the Kiyum. But the answer is because on Purim, that was a special Yom of Reus. So they were misaking that it's not enough just to give the Yoni, but you have to be a Sameach Benesinoso. He has to be a Kiyum B'Leiv of Simcha. Shein Sham Simcha Gedolah Mafara. So you really have to experience the Simcha of the Matanas Lavyana. Yes. That's what I mentioned. I mean, the Rav mentioned in Rav Chaim, he didn't hold from that idea of a Kiyum of a Shliach. You know what I mean? He held that the Shliach is good, but it does say Mishloach Manos. I mean, but he held that that Mitzvah Bayos Mibishlucho. I mean, that's what he held. Because apparently you don't have to do it. There's no halacha that you have to give it to him in person. That even through Mishloach Manos, I mean, even through Shiluach, it's also good. But the Rambam does say Shiluach. I mean, it's not like a Mitzvah Begufa. Not a Mitzvah Begufa. Mishloach Manos is, because otherwise they'd be running around all over giving this way Mishloach Manos, so you could do more. Okay. Yes. Abaye's comment was that a person becomes a king and still keeps his old habits when he was a farmer. He meant that it's lacking in the Kiyum B'Leiv. It's lacking in the Kiyum B'Leiv. I mean, now you're a melech, so you should give like a melech. There's something special about Suda. There's a certain Kiyum B'Leiv insofar as food is concerned. It's a different. Yeah, Matan Sivyanam mentions also. That's correct. Matan Sivyanam in the Suda, yeah.